to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah. Come to the way of salvation. Come to the way of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فَأَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ يَا نَبِيَّ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ
وَعَلَى آلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا نُورَ اللَّهِ.
Welcome to our silsila salvation. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today topic in salvation. Salvation from the punishment of grave. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we will be hearing in today's silsila especially about what is grave, what are the punishment in the grave, what are the causes of the punishment of the grave, and then obviously salvation from the punishment of the grave. What are the Muslim belief about the grave and death? Inshallah Azza wa Jal, first we will listen the excellences of the Durood e Paak. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, decorate your gathering by reciting peace and blessing Durood Sharif upon me, as this will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's mentioned in a hadith mubarakah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, whoever visit the graves of one or both of his parents every Friday, he will be forgiven and will be recorded as a pious person.
SubhanAllah.
This is showing the importance of the grave, to come and visit the grave of the parents. And it's mentioned in another place, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when anyone passes by a grave of someone who he knew in the world and he gives salam to him, then the deceased recognizes him and replies to his salam as well. So my dear Islam, inshallah Azza wa Jal, today we'll move on now to our Muballighine Dawat Islam. Inshallah we'll ask, what is the grave, salvation from the punishment of the grave as well? Yes, Mustansar bhai.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that we created them from it. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, meaning we created you from the soil. وَفِيهَا نُعِيدُكُمْ, and we shall return you into that soil. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, and we shall rise you up once again from that soil. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making reference to three things here. The first is that He created us from the soil. مِنْهَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ, hence we are within this dunya. And then He will return us to this soil, and that will be the life after death, also referred to as the barzakh, the life of the grave, it is also referred to as. وَمِنْهَا نُخْرِجُكُمْ تَارَةً أُخْرَى, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us rise once again, this will be where the hisab will be done, a person will be judged, kitab, etc. So there are three stages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning here. The first is that He created us from this soil, hence we are within this world. The second, that He shall return us to that soil. And this is the topic of today's discussion, that second part which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to. Mm-hmm. And in relation to that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. What happens after death? After death, there is a partition, barzakh. And we will remain in that barzakh until the day of resurrection. Mm-hmm. Now, before we continue, it's very important for us to take into account that regardless of which faith group a person may belong to, regardless of whether one is a believer or one is not a believer, regardless of what a person may believe, people may deny the existence of God. People may deny the existence of angels. People may deny the existence of the Prophet alayhi salam, etc. But there is one reality which is unanimously agreed on, and nobody denies, and this is the reality of death. But what is death? The question was posed. What is death? Islamically, death is خروج الروح من البدن. It is the separation of the soul from the body. So as soon as the soul leaves the body, this is when one's barzakh would have begun. It's a misconception. People believe that when a person is laid into his grave, that's when his barzakh has begun. No. As soon as his soul leaves his body, his barzakh has begun. So if somebody passes away in a hospital, as soon as his soul has departed from his body, his barzakh would have begun from there. As Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, he mentions that al-barzakhu ma bayna dunya wal-akhira. Barzakh is that which is in between this world and the hereafter. Min waqtil maut, from the point of death, ila waqtil ba'ath, until the day of resurrection, or until when he is resurrected. But this reality of when the soul actually leaves the body, this is a reality only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We do not know as to when that soul, that exact point in which the soul leaves the body. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us science, and this is what medical science studies also, the science. But that point in which the soul actually leaves the body, even the scientific apparatus cannot catch that. They cannot investigate that. But however, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us signs, and this is what medical science studies. And what the medical dictionary would tell you is that death is the cessation, the ending of all the vital functions of the human body. So this means the heart stops beating, the brain activity, including the brain stems, it finishes, the cessation of that, and then breathing, and then this would lead to an entire failure of the nervous system. But we know, as believers, that strictly this is not the definition of death. Strictly the definition of death is خروج الروح من البدن, the separation of the soul from the body.
Subhanallah, mashallah.
The grave is two types. Either is the garden of Jannah or is the fire of hell. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, we'll listen today why the people will get the punishment of the grave.
It's important to note that when the body dies, like I mentioned, خروج الروح من البدن, the separation of the soul from the body, this is what death is. So death takes place on the body and not on the soul. It's an incorrect belief to believe that the soul actually dies. The soul does not die. However, when the body is punished, the soul is still affected by it because it has a link with the body. And the reasons due to which a person is punished should be present within the minds of every believer. As you mentioned, it is due to the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, things which lead toward the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you reflect upon all the kaba'ir, such as lying, such as backbiting, such as many other silsila which we will cover in relation to also, when a person falls short and into these type of sins, then he will be punished due to these sins. But like I mentioned, this punishment will take place on the body. However, the soul will be affected by it. The soul will be affected by this punishment. And depending on the status of a believer, his soul will be restricted to a place. Now, if a person is sinful, then his soul will be restricted to his grave. If a person was more pious, then either he will be in one of the seven heavens, or in the A'la Iliyin, maybe some near the well of Zamzam. In relation to the believers, as I mentioned, if they are sinful, they will be restricted to the grave. And if the familial members are willing to send Isal al-Sawab, then they will go to the homes. There are narrations like this. They've been described that if you were to see them, you would see them in a very, very bad state. In a state of, a person would faint if they were to see in the state that they were in. Meaning they'll be in a very, very bad state, wanting reward, seeking reward. This is why it's important for those people who are alive today to teach their children in relation to Isal al-Sawab as well, like you mentioned. Like the hadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْقَطَ عَنْهُ عَمَلُهُ, that when a child of Adam passes away, then his deeds are cut from him. إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ, except for three things. إِلَّا مِنْ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ, except for a continuous reward. So if a person built a masjid, or he built a home for paupers, or he done something like a travel place, or he built something which was benefit for the ummah, or ilmin yuntafa'u bihi, or such knowledge through which other people benefited. So he wrote a book, or he taught students, and those students taught students. Yeah. He'll be benefited by that within his grave also. Or waladin salihin yad'u lahu, or a pious child who will supplicate.
Subhanallah. So three things you mentioned here. One, either you make something like masjid, madrasa, or like where people come and get the benefit, or maybe you can dig up the well for someone, give the water. And second thing you mentioned is the knowledge of ilm-e-deen, Like if you are Hafiz, you teach other to become a Hafiz, or you are a scholar, you making the scholar, till they continue, they teaching someone else, you get the sawab in your grave. And the third ones, you mentioned the pious children you have, and they do the istighfar and dua for you. But some of the people, some still is a concept, mazallah, they don't believe of the punishment of the grave. Nowadays, if you have the loss of youngsters, they say, we don't care, we'll see what happens. So they, you just making these stories there. There's no reality in there. The youngster and the other people in the mind nowadays, they say, hey, this is a stories. How do you know? Nothing will happen. So it's been misguided a lot. Maybe the channels and maybe this kind of social media stuff, they having it. Maybe the games and Xbox, all this stuff, they playing up in their mind and they coming with these ideas and the... they're growing up and they say, no, we don't believe on this, the punishment of the grave. But it's mentioned in so many ahadis, it's mentioned in the Quran. If you think there is no punishment, nothing, so I can do whatever you want. So it's like a jungle. No one care anyone, anybody can kill anyone, anybody can harm to anyone, because there is no punishment after they die. So if they think, yes, once they die, they have to answer for everything, they be accountable for every single thing, then in this world, they live like a prisoner. They're not like a person who can do anything.
Yeah, my dear brothers, we need to ask ourselves a question. Before we go into barzakh, before we die, before we go into our grave, that's the world before that, alam-e-dunya, the dunya that we live in. Now we ask ourselves this question, what preparation have we made for that day? Now every day we're living our life. There's a philosopher, he says, live your life every day as if it's your last day of your life. But unfortunately, today we as Muslims, we are planning for the dunya, but we are not planning for the hereafter, we are not planning for the grave. There was a very pious man from Bani Israel, and he would always make dua that, Ya Allah, I want to see shaitan. And one day his dua was accepted, and the shaitan came in front of him, whatever form it was, and he said to shaitan, he said, it's you that you misguide people and you corrupt people. So he started running after the shaitan. And all of a sudden shaitan stopped, and looked at me and said, if you didn't have another 60 years to live, I would have killed you. And the shaitan vanished. So now the shaitan left a thought in his mind that I've got another 60 years to live. So what I can do, I can enjoy myself, do whatever I have to do. Closer to those 60 years, I will start preparing for my death or my akhirah. And what actually happens, within months he dies.
So he believe on shaitan.
He believe in shaitan. And I think this is, and today we as Muslims, as the brother done beyond today earlier on, and he says we have two enemies. We have two enemies. One is shaitan, and the other is your carnal desires.
It's mentioned by Sayyidina Abul Hujjaj Sumali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has narrated the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, when the dead person is led into the grave, the grave says to him, yes, grave also call out. They say, we still say, yes, it's nothing, it's just a soil, but it's called out as well. What do you say? The grave says to him, may you be destroyed, why did you forget me? Didn't you know that I am the house of troubles and darkness? Why did you used to walk on me arrogantly? If the deceased is pious, a voice from the unseen says, oh grave, he is one of those who always spread goodness and prevented evil. The grave says, if it is so, I will become a garden for him. And the other hand, the body of the person then become noor, and his soul goes toward the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Salaam brother, ponder about the blessed hadith for a moment. When any person is buried into a grave, whether he is pious or wicked, he is frightened. What's going to happen? Grave har ek ko dabati hai. But remember, har ek ko dabati hai grave. Lekin jo pious hote hain, uska dabana is tarah hota hai jaise maa apne bacche ko dabati hai. Lekin jo bura person hota hai, wicked person, evil person, jab wo aata hai to kabar usko kaise dabati hai? Grave usko is tarah dabati hai ki uski haddi pasliyan ek dusre mein paivast ho jati hain. Allah taala hame punishment of grave se mahfooz farmaye. Main meethe meethe islami bhaiyon, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, daawat islami is giving the mindset to get the preparation for your hereafter, for your grave. Try to get the preparation, how long you have to stay in the world, and then get the planning, how long you have to stay in the grave, and what about the day of judgment, which is 50,000 years. One day is equal to 50,000 years. Have you got the preparation for that?
Allah Akbar. As you're saying regarding preparations, in the dunya, the example we can give in the dunya, that if you was to go on a holiday, And if he was to go for a week, we'll have only a little bit of stuff in our bag. If he was to go for a month, we'll take slightly more. If he were going to go for a year, we'll take a slightly bigger bag. Now, if he was to migrate, now you're about to leave the country and you're going to go there forever, you'll probably get containers to move the stuff. But unfortunately, where are we going to go and not come back? Where we are going to go and not come back? What preparations have we made? When you enter a dark room, what is the first thing you look for? Light. You look for light. Now, what is the light for the grave? Is the amal that we take. The good amal that we take, there will be light for us. Otherwise, it will be darkness for us. And we'll be doomed. And then we'll say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, give me one more chance. Well, give me one more chance. I could go back into the dunya and I could do more good deeds, but there's no coming back.
May Allah save us from the darkness of the grave.
One Sahabi Rasul Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they would go to the grave, they would cry profusely. And then when they were asked regarding this, why do you cry? And the reply that they gave was, this is the first trial, this is the first test. If a person passes here, then he has a good hope for his hereafter being better. Whereas if he fails on the first try, then the rest, meaning Yawm al-Qiyamah and onwards, will be difficult for him as well.
Allah. The reason why he actually referred to this as the first trial is because this is where the first actual examination will take place.
Allah.
Because once a person is laid within the grave, we know from hadith that he would hear the footsteps of the people walking away. And when the people have left and he is alone in that grave, the grave will begin to shake like an earthquake.
Allah.
And that will be the two angels, the two questioners referred to as Munkar and Nakir, will tear open that grave. And upon tearing open that grave with frightening faces and eyes the size of cauldrons, those massive pots, they will question the deceased with three questions and in very scary voices. Man Rabbuka, who is your Lord? Ma dinuka, what is your religion? And then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam will come and they will ask, Ma kunta taqulu fi haqqi hadha ar-rajul? And what did you say in relation to this man, meaning the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Now, if it's easy for us to claim now that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Lord and our religion is al-Islam, but if truly somebody asks us, okay, your religion is Islam, what does Islam teach you? How much do we actually know in relation to that deen?
No.
When the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam comes and we know that we lived our lives in accordance to how the disbelievers would live their lives, them as a role model, then how would we be able to identify the beauty of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam? So this is something really for us to reflect upon.
Everything has its opposite. I'd like to add to this. Where there's black, there is white.
There's white.
Where there's punishment, there is reward. And in regards to this, and what the viewers of Madani channel will be learning and listening to now as well, we've just learned something. We are in the process of learning and teaching, or learning from our respected scholars and teaching whatever we've learned and passing it on. A beautiful saying of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the one who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas during a fatal illness, he will be safe from the trial and affliction of squeezing of the grave. We heard about the squeezing of the grave. This is another way of protecting yourself from squeezing of the grave. And in regard to the squeezing of the grave, some people will be squeezed, as we've heard earlier, where their ribs will be entwined. And others, like if you have nephews, nieces, sons, daughters, they'll be squeezed by the grave like a mother squeezes her long lost child. Squeezes her with love, them with love and affection. So these are two types of squeezing as well. We should also look at the punishments, but we should not lose hope in Allah Azza wa Jal's mercy also.
As we mentioned, inshallah, we'll give you some Madani pool about the salvation from the punishment of the grave. Alhamdulillah, we have a lot of Madani pool. But first, we need to think why we get the punishment. Why the people, the ignorance nowadays, and they just living the life according their own way. This life is given by Allah Azza wa Jal, and we have to return to the Allah Azza wa Jal. So we need to spend our life according to the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. My dear Islam brothers, why the punishment of the graves happen? It's mentioned. So sin, because of the sins of the heart, sins of the hand, sin of the tongue, sin of your ear, sin of your eyes, sin of your body part, all these things, when they commit sins, and you will be paying for that in the grave. So dear Snaiba, try to control your tongue, try to control your ear, try to control your eyes, what you are watching, what you are saying, what you are listening, what you are doing. You need to check everything before you do anything.
Subhanallah. Talking about, you mentioning about that controlling of the tongue. One Mufti Sahib mentions that the 95% of the sins are committed with the tongue. 95% of the sins are committed with the tongue. Now these body parts, these are amanat to us. These are amanat, and on the day of judgment, our body parts will be a witness against us. Coming back to it, that what preparations have we made today? And today Muslims are, we're talking about majority, overall, generally, that we're so ignorant today and we are away from the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We're talking about the faraiz of ghusl. I was talking to one brother, and he's actually educated of the dunya, and we're talking about ghusl, and he says, brother, I do ghusl as well. And we're just talking about it. He says, yes, when ghusl is farther upon me, what I do, I fill the bath of water, just a little tub of bath, and I lie in it. Just lie in it, and this is my, and he says, my ghusl is done. This is a summary of the hadith that the angel's mercy don't enter into a house where there are three things. A person who's a jumbi is the one, the person who ghusl is farther upon, and where there's pictures of living beings. And the third one is where there's dogs. So just imagine that how, and alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the beautiful environment at Dawat Islami, our Shaykh at Tariqat Millat Sunnat has given us that mindset, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, that we should learn the deen of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And lastly, just before I move on, as Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Abdullah Ta'ala mentioned, that the very first thing, like the pillars of Islam, the very first thing you need to learn is Aqidah, the basic fundamental belief. They are today Muslim, are using kufriya kalimat, using words of disbelief all day long, and they don't even know. And this is the sad reality. And again, coming back to the grave, we will only find out in the time of death, when the angel of death will come, that we will only realize, are we still Muslims, or we've gone at the fold of Islam?
The reality of this is that we have become detached from the Quran.
Allah.
And we have become detached from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala due to our lack of recitation of the Quran. And studying with the Quran is actually telling us. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says, quoting the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam again, the Messenger of Allah mentioned, when a person is laid down in his grave and he will hear the steps of the people walking away, his prayer will come from towards his head side. And his zakat will come from towards his right side, and his fasting will come towards his left, and his good conduct with the people and various other good deeds will come towards his feet side.
Subhanallah.
And when punishment comes near his head side, the prayer will stop it from coming. Likewise with the right side, the zakat will stop it, the fasting will stop punishment coming from the left side, and so on. And another narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu reports marfu'an from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the recitation of the Quran will come toward the head.
Subhanallah.
And when punishment comes toward the hands, the sadaqah will come in the way.
Subhanallah.
And when punishment comes toward the feet, him walking towards the masjid, that reward will come in the way.
Subhanallah.
And make it run far away. And there will be patience in some corner. And the patient will say, wherever punishment comes, I will come and stop that punishment.
Subhanallah.
So this is very important. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِصَبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ.
Subhanallah.
Regardless of which difficulty a person may be going through, regardless of how much difficulty a person must be going through, he should always remember that we should seek help from patience and prayer, as إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ, that verily Allah is with those who are patient. So truly, if we want to achieve success, and we want a success within the grave, we must have patience of the prayer.
Subhanallah.
We must have patience of good deeds. This means that we continue to do our good deeds regardless of what may come in our way.
Subhanallah. And you need to remember the death as well. Always remember. Because the long hopes misguided you. As the brother mentioned, because yes, we have a long hopes. This is the main problem. Because we have a long, yes, we're staying here. Maybe when we become 50, 60, then we'll go travel in Madani Kafle, then we do Tasbih, then we read Namaz. But this is, we are young now, 30, 40. We still have a time. You don't have time. You don't know when the time will up. Jaga ji lagane ki dunya nahi hai. Ye ibrat ki ja hai, tamasha nahi hai.
محبت میں اپنی گمایا الہی محبت میں اپنی گمایا الہی نہ پاؤں میں اپنا پتا یا الہی تیرے خوف سے تیرے در سے ہمیشہ تیرے خوف
Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to have a sincere fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and preparation for the grave and the hereafter. Now we're going to come to the salvation side. Inshallah, the first you need to have a good company, then you have a beautiful mahal of Dawat Islami, and you also have a Madani channel. Sure. So many options you have. Now the time and now things in your court. Okay. What you have to do. So make the intention, promise yourself that from today, inshallah onwards, I will not miss my salah.
Inshallah.
I will not miss any fast of Ramadan. I will not watch films and drama. I will not backbite, not lying, not telltelling, not slandering, no false accusation, no disrespects of parents. Inshallah, I will adopt the good company of the Ashkane Rasool. Inshallah, we'll keep the beard. We're gonna have, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Imam Sharif, uski bhi niyat kar le, to kya baat hai Madine ki hai. Kuch to change kare apni life mein. Kab tak isi tarike ki zindagi guzarte rehenge? The life is very short. Dekhiye, kehte hai na, second by second, you moving towards your grave. Kit grave, aaj jo din guzra hai, you closer to your death now. Ek din aur apni maut ke kareeb ho gaye hain. Piche reh kya gaya yaar? Very small time. Kehte na, iceberg of your life is melting every second, every day, every minute is melting. You need to start preparing. Don't leave it to baakiyon ki tarah. Aapne bhi chhod di na. Jaise wo bichare ghaflat mein mare gaye the, maut ke shikanje mein aa gaye the. Kahin aapke saath bhi is tarah na ho jaye. Allah Taala hum sab ki maghfirat farmaye, inshaAllah. So salvation from the punishment of the grave. We'll have so many Madani pools to save you from the punishment of grave. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Our Muballigh inshallah will mention few, and then inshallah one by one we'll mention few.
So alhamdulillah, we've spoken about the grave, we've talked about salvation, we've talked about a few types, for example, the reciting the Quran Sharif. Now I want to mention a narration which goes as following. Allah Azza wa Jalla has said to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that I have bestowed two noors upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to protect them from two types of darkness. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam humbly asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, what are those two types of noor? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the noor of Ramadan and that of the Quran.
Subhanallah.
Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah alayhi salam further asked, What are the two types of darkness? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, the darkness of the grave and that of the Day of Judgment. My dear Islamic brothers, did you see that how Allah Azza wa Jalla is merciful upon the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they specifically gave just the noor of Ramadan and the noor of Quran Sharif?
It's mentioned in Hadith-e-Pak that Quran is noor, is light, and also is Ramadan is also noor and light. So we need to think about and we need to have a preparation how much Quran we read and how the respect we do in the Ramadan-e-Mubarak. It's mentioned beautifully. The beauty of Quran is that you cannot change its message, but yes, it can change you.
Subhanallah.
You cannot change any message, any single thing. You can't add anything in there. But look at the beauty, they can change you. They change the millions of the people. Look about the Farooq Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That was the Quran Pak. The Farooq Azam was going to, mazallah, kill the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam when he heard the, listen the tilawat of Surah Taha, the few ayat, and he listened the Quran Pak, and alhamdulillah, he accepted the Islam. Many sahaba ikram alayhimur ridwan, they listened the Quran Pak, they accepted the Islam. Many of the sinner people who indulge in the sin, when they heard the Quran Pak, listened the Quran Pak sincerely, or kehte na gaur ke saath jab Quran Pak suna unhone samjha to fir unke dil ki duniya change ho gayi, and they alhamdulillah they left out the wrong path and they come to the right path and they become the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. So my dear Islamic brother, this is the Quran. It's called Hakim. The Quran Hakim is the cure for all your illnesses, your problem, your calamity, your worries, everything will be over by Quran. So many Madani pool, all the ayah, they have their own blessings and virtues or cures hain unke andar aapki bimari ke liye. Koi bimar ho jaye, ghar mein jinnat shayateen aa jaye, you read Surah Baqarah, shaitan bhag jata hai.
If a person recites the Surah Al-Fatiha 100 times before dua, his dua will be accepted. If a person does the recitation of Ayatul Kursi, that removes poverty. A person who recites the last 10 verses of Surah Al-Kahf, he will remain mind secured from the Dajjal.
SubhanAllah, every surah has the blessing. So, mashallah, try to read Quran. Quran Pak is not revealed just to keep on the top shelf of your house. No. Quran Pak ka maksad to yehi tha ki hum usko padhein. Ye murda dilon ko zinda karne ke liye bheja gaya tha. Ye isliye nahi bheja gaya tha apne ghar mein usko shelf pe rakh le ya on the wedding day apni beti ko uske niche se guzar le. No. Quran Pak ke reveal hone ka maksad hi nahi samjha humne ki ha jinnat us ye na Quran Pak murda dilon ko zinda karne ke liye bheja gaya tha jo mar rahe the humne kya Quran Pak ko samjhaya koi mar nahi raha somebody is not dying we go read surah yasin near him so he can die aapne Quran ka concept hi galat samjhaya Quran is a guide kehte guidance hai is a light is a noor us Quran ki guidance ko usko pakad le noor ko inshallah kabhi bhi gumrah nahi honge lekin Quran Pak we need to check ourselves on regular basis how many times we read Quran Pak how many times we open the Quran Pak on a daily basis how much we read Quran Pak one sipara half sipara one hardly in the whole day we look at the Quran even this is the book this is the only book we can say if you look you get the sawab if you read you get the sawab you act upon it you get the sawab even you aap usko padhe aur dusron ko sunaye to aapko uska bhi sawab milta hai this is the only book lekin how many times we read Quran Pak hardly in Ramadan and we read when we read we still read wrongly we still don't know how to read the Quran Pak Alhamdulillah Dawat Islami make it easy for you everything made easy try to come in Madrasatul Balighan the adult classes free inshallah Azzawajal they will teach you the how to read Quran Pak they will teach you inshallah how to act on the Quran Pak once in a life ek dafa zindagi mein try to finish Quran Pak with the translation and commentary how many time how many messages our Lord has sent for us but we never finish the Quran Pak with tarjumanta make intention that inshallah we will finish the Quran Pak with translation and commentary inshallah azza wa jalla Quran Pak ko padhe iski barkat hai balki ek aur Quran Pak ki barkat matlab wo daawat islami ke madini maul mein this is one of our madini naam surah mulk yes inshallah ghulam farid bhai was the blessing of the surah mulk
the virtues of surah mulk is that is mentioned in the hadith of rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wasallam this is a summary of the hadith that the person who recites Surah Mulk on a regular basis every night, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, Surah Mulk will become light for you in your grave. Another narration is that on the day of judgment, Surah Mulk will come in front of the person who reciting the Surah Mulk on a regular basis. They will actually fight in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. He say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, either remove me from the Quran or forgive this individual. Allah Azza wa Jal will say, you are a part of the Quran, I will forgive this individual. So Bapu, coming back to mentioning reading the Quran with tarjuma and tafsir, with translation and tafsir commentary. So can we just read any tarjuma tafsir, just pick it up and just read it. So we go on the high street and buy it. And
Siratul Jinan, Alhamdulillah, Mufti Qasim, beautifully translated tafsir. And then you can have Ala Hazrat translation, SubhanAllah, Kanzul Iman, Iman ka khazana, treasure of faith, mashallah, aapke paas maujood hain. If you want an easy Urdu language, Sheikhul Hadith, Mufti Qasim, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah ki tafsir Siratul Janan padhe, inshallah, iski bahut barkat hai.
Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, has stated, when a person goes into his grave, torment comes towards him from the direction of his feet. His feet will say, there is no path for you from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night.
Subhanallah.
Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his chest or stomach. The chest or stomach will say, there is no path for you from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night.
Subhanallah.
Then the torment will come towards him from the direction of his head. And the head will then say, there is no path for you from my side because this person used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. And this surah has been described as a shield. When we go to, we hear people go to battles and they try to avoid getting hit and they use shields. This has been described as a shield.
So make a habit. This is also one of the Madini Naam, which is Dawat Islami, Islami Brother. Amir Ahle Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Ilali has given the Madini Naam that have you read Surah Mulk in the night time today. So Alhamdulillah, Dawat Islami brothers, Alhamdulillah, in our Marakis is a habit as well that after Salatul Maghrib we read Surah Mulk. So inshallah we'll be safe from the punishment of the grave. Is also mentioned by Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ghalib, Hadani alayhi rahma, was buried and fragrant smell began emanating from his grave. Unki kabar se khushbu aane lag gayi. Once someone saw him in a dream and asked, what kind of smell emanates from your grave? He, Rahmatullah alayhi, said, this is the blessing of recitation and the fasting. Hadith that is directly heard from the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that whosoever illuminates the masajid of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will illuminate his grave. And whosoever keep fragrance in it, Allah azza wa jal will provide fragrance in paradise for him. Subhanallah. So now you need to make habit. Go in your masajid, try to clean the masajid, try to neat and clean your masajid, put the fragrance around there, inshallah. Your grave will be a fragrance as well and illuminated as well, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, one of the ways that we could reform ourselves and the salvation from the grave is by filling the Madini in Matkar, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, on a daily basis. It is mentioned in hadith that contemplating for a moment in the matters of hereafter is better than nafal worship of 60 years. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, amila sunnat, and giving us a beautiful gift of Madini in Matkar, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. In this beautiful gift, in this beautiful booklet, alhamdulillah, you have your fard covered. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, you have your faraid covered, you got your wajibat, the compulsory act, you got your sunnahs in this, alhamdulillah, you got the mustahabbat, the desirable acts, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. So my dear brothers, is a humble request and the viewers of Madni channel that just take this booklet, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, browse through just for 63 seconds. Every day, just for 63
seconds. Just to look, nothing else.
No, just look for 63 seconds, even if you to contemplate on one. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the Muballigh of Dawud Islam, he said it beautifully. He said, even if you take one Madni Inam from here, inshallah azza wa jal, with the will of Allah, that will take you into Jannah. Alhamdulillah, just contemplating on one Madni Inam. Alhamdulillah, Amil Sunnat has given us 72. So alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the virtues, the blessings of this. Once a Madni Inam was, the card was presented to Amil Sunnat, and there was zeros, 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 and Amil Sunnat smiling. And it says Azur that this brother is not active on upping and he's got all zeros on it. Amila Sunnah says he's trying. So our job is to try.
Ek wali ke kalam se likhi hui tehreer hai, jisne they changed millions of the lives. This is from the blessed pen of Amir Ahle Sunnah. From his thinking, he wrote this book which changed the millions of lives. So if you want to change yourself, if you want to make your hereafter better, if you want to make your grave garden of the paradise, then try to act upon the Madini Inamat. It's mentioned the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, another Madini pool. Whoever started reciting the Holy Quran, now alhamdulillah Holy Quran is everywhere. Quran padhna hai, and die before learning it by heart, an angel will teach him the Holy Quran in his grave, so that he will meet Allah Azza wa Jal in a such a state that he will have memorized the whole Quran. Ek farishta kabar mein aake Quran sikhayega, isse badh ke aur kya yaar, niyat kar lo bhai ke inshallah Quran padhenge, inshallah jab apne rab se milenge to inshallah Quran yaad hoga. Allah amal ki taufeeq ata farmaye.
Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, just before we move on, alhamdulillah, there's a beautiful dua from Attar. Alhamdulillah, Mila Sunnat making dua. What is the dua? Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whoever acts upon the Madni Inamat to win your pleasure, to fill in the booklet daily and submit it to Zeli Zimada, yani Zeli Nigran, yani to the responsible brother every month, bestow him with steadfastness and in righteous deeds and make him your chosen servant. May Ya Allah Azza wa Jal make him your friend. It's mentioned that there's once a sinful person died. And he died and somebody seen him in his dream and said, how Allah Azza wa Jal dealt with you? He said, once I went to a gathering and there was a pious person of Allah Azza wa Jal. And he's making dua in that gathering. And I said, Ameen, with his Ameen, I was forgiven because of that. And alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this is a dua of Ilya Sunnat. My dear brothers, there are many virtues, blessings of alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal by filling Madni in Namaz card, also
traveling in Madni Kafila.
Madni Kafila, you got your Madrasat Zinab Baligan, where you have you recite the Quran with Tajweed, traveling a Madni Kafila, also alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, did you recite Durushi 313 times? Did you avoid backbiting? Did you avoid lying? Did you avoid having jealousy, enmity towards Muslims? Did you avoid by committing a major sin of hurting other Muslims' feelings? There's so, and the list goes on. My dear brothers, the only way you're going to find out is get this alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, this beautiful card. Look at it, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and you see for yourself. Inshallah.
Keep watching Madni channel. They all means to make you pious, inshallah, and save you from the punishment of the grave.
Alhamdulillah, this is the blessing of the environment of Dawud Islami. On the ijtima, the weekly ijtimaat of Dawud Islami, at the end of the bayan, then we are blessed with the ability to recite the Durood Sharif. There's one Durood Sharif which we recite on a weekly basis. It goes as follows: Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barik ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-nabiyyi al-ummiyyi al-habibi al-ali al-qadri al-azimi al-jah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallim. And the saints of Islam have quoted that whoever recites this salat ala nabi at least once on the night preceding Friday, meaning the night between Thursday and Friday, on a regular basis, he will be blessed with the vision of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of his death, as well as at the time of his burial into the grave, to the extent that he will see the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam lowering him into the grave with his own merciful hands.
Sayyidina Uqba radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah azza wa jal sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed sadqah of a person removes the heat of the day of the grave and the day of judgment. A true believer will be under the shadow of his sadaqah.
Subhanallah.
So if we have been blessed with 10 pounds, if we have been blessed with 30 pounds, 40 pounds, 50 pounds, whatever it may be a day, if we can take 1 pound, 2 pounds, 5 pounds, 12 pounds, how much ever Allah Azza wa Jal gives us tawfiq, and the greater the tawfiq Allah Azza wa Jal gives us, the greater the heart we have, the more you will get inshallah, the more will come in. If we can make a ma'mool of obtaining a charity box from Dawat-e-Islami, from any one of our markazes, and if you can't obtain an address, then go on to www.dawateislami.net. You'll have number there, inshallah, azza wa jal. Speak to one of the brothers and try to obtain this madni box. And if you haven't, I know some people who have jars at home, and they put money in there, then they bring them to the Marakis of Dawat-e-Islami and bring them to the relevant zimmedar, who counts them, gives them a receipt, and then takes the money and spends it in a noble cause of the works of deen. And I would say, do this every morning. So the first thing you do in your Nama-e-Amal when you wake up is that you put towards charity. And the last thing you've done before you've gone to bed and you're reciting whatever your wazifa, whatever Quranic ayat you recite, that you put sadqa in also. So try to make a ma'mool like this at the beginning of the
Masha
end.
Allah.
Whatever we have has been given by Allah Azza wa Jal and is a blessing of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Sadqa will remove the heatness of the grave as well. So try to give sadqa as well and try to help others. They also save you from the punishment. Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to adopt the right part. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala wa
come to the way of salvation, come to the way of Allah, come to the way of salvation, come to the way of Allah.